Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. A very good friend of mine, Joe Dillon, has trained 22 Olympic gold medal winners. Did you hear that? 22 gold medal winners. And he's my go-to health guru. And he once told me this formula for good health. Optimum health, he said, is 75% nutrition, 20% exercise, and 5% supplement, vitamins and minerals. Let me say that again. Optimum health is 75% nutrition, 20% exercise, and 5% supplements. You know, with 3/4 of good health coming from what you eat, it proves the old adage, you cannot out-exercise a bad diet. I've been a health and fitness fanatic since high school, so this is a long-term commitment for me. Same with my wife. We're both diligent about exercise and nutrition and about putting what we learn into practice. I'll start with some good news. You don't have to be a saint about this. There is margin for some sweets and goodies. I have two vices, pizza and chocolate ice cream. I love them both, but I minimize. So if you're looking for good habits for good nutrition, let me help. Here are some of the many things I've learned and applied. 23 killer ideas to help you avoid eating crap and start eating healthier. Number one, change your entire mindset. Don't see what you eat as a diet. Instead, see it as a lifestyle. Diets are temporary. They have a start date and an end date. Like, in 30 days, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. Nope, a lifestyle is forever. Number two, quit telling yourself, this is out of my control. No, it isn't. It's totally within your control. Stop with the excuses. Stop blaming other people. It's your life, your body, your choice, no one else's. Don't relinquish control of your health to another person, to an event, or to circumstance. Own it. Number three, ignore most of what you read in books. In fact, I recommend one book. Yes, it's my friend Joe Dillon's book. It's called The Joe Dillon Difference, The Evolution of Weight Loss. Dillon is spelled D-I-L-L-O-N. He has lists of food to eat, foods to avoid, and why. Follow it. By the way, Joe is over 70 years old. He's 6'2" and 7% body fat. His wife, Sandy, she's close to 60, 5'5", 10 to 12% body fat. These two walk their talk, they practice what they preach, and they have for decades. That's why they're my go-to gurus. Number four, get your spouse or significant other on board. You know, it's always easier as a team when you're not fighting each other or tempting one another. But listen, if your partner won't get on board, that's okay. Don't criticize or blame. Just do your own thing. Tell him or her it's important to you. Maybe you make this deal. I promise not to criticize you or talk you into eating my way if you won't criticize me or try to talk me into eating your way. Number five, keep your house or apartment clean of bad food options. If you cheat, cheat away from home, not in your home, and don't bring it back into your home. The house stays clean. Number six, when you take food out of the refrigerator to eat, put a portion on a plate or in a bowl, then put the ingredients away before you start eating. Just having no ready access to second helpings will be enough sometimes to keep you from eating more. This means don't eat out of the box, don't eat out of the bag. It's too easy to keep going and not stop. Number seven, get in the habit for breakfast of having a protein shake. Two scoops of whey protein powder, that's W-H-E-Y, whey protein powder, 16 ounces of water, a piece of fruit of your choice, and throw in some greens like kale or turnip greens, and then blend it all. I like bananas, my wife likes blueberries, but you pick the fruit of your choice. And water is better than milk of any kind. Number eight, pre-prepare your foods in advance. I have friends that do all their week's cooking on Sunday. Can you believe that? For lunches, my wife likes to grill chicken in mass quantities, grilled skinless chicken breasts. And we chop them up into small bite-sized pieces and for 3 or 4 days worth of lunches. And then when it's lunchtime, we just pull them out of the refrigerator, microwave them for 30 seconds so they're a little warm. Maybe we pull out some hummus, a tomato, or a piece of fruit. Lunch in 15 minutes, pre-prepared, ready to go, healthy. Number 9, never shop hungry. Now, this is an old one. Eat before you go. Bad buying decisions are made when you're hungry, including getting a snack for the ride home. I've been guilty of that myself. Number 10, when you go to the grocery store, shop the perimeter, not the aisles. Usually the more poisonous foods are down the aisles and the cleaner options are around the outside. Number 11, read labels. Get in the habit of reading food labels. You've got two primary goals: to reduce or eliminate foods with sugar and fat. Sugar and fat are the enemy. Number 12, get this. If it comes in cellophane, it's not good for you. Number 13, always have healthy options with you or near you to prevent temptation. I travel a lot. When I'm in airports and I smell the food court, I could easily make a left veer and I'm eating McDonald's. I need to be able to reach in my briefcase and have something healthy so I can not be tempted. So I keep protein bars in my briefcase to always have with me. And that transitions nicely into number 14, protein bars, which are okay, but always look for twice the protein as carbs on the label, not the other way around. Most protein bars are just candy. You got to be picky. Number 15, create this new habit. When you travel by air, the first stop when you land is to hit a health food store and get liquid protein shakes. My wife and I kind of favor GNC's branded protein shake called Lean Shake. So we go to the GNC website before we leave town, hit their store locator, and look for the two or three stores nearest the airport and pop in there. Now we're ready to go for the trip. Number 16, and this may be painful, eat for health, not for taste. That's a little different than the way we were all raised. We all were raised to eat delicious food that our moms and grandmoms cooked. Well, guess what two ingredients make foods taste delicious? Sugar and fat. They're the two biggest poisons. Cancer, for one, cannot live without sugar. Number 17, eat before you hunger, drink before you thirst. Never let yourself get famished or even mildly hungry. You're more apt to cheat when you are. Eat small amounts throughout the day so you don't get ravenously hungry. Same with thirst. Never get thirsty. You're more apt to cheat with soft drinks or drinks that are high in sugar. Number 18, make water your go-to drink. Try to drink a half a gallon to a full gallon per day. Keep water everywhere near you. Count the amount you drink. Track it. Yes, you'll go to the bathroom more often. So what? Suck it up. Number 19, if you get hungry, try this. Drink a large glass of water instead. Sometimes we mistake thirst for hunger. Getting full from water can actually quell your food hunger. You know, full is full, doesn't matter which. Number 20, I keep a 32-ounce hard water bottle with me. So when I'm in airports, when I go through security, it's empty so I can make it through. On the flip side of security, I'll fill it up with water. My brand of choice is Nalgene because they're very durable. They're mountain climbers and rock climbers water bottle, but I keep it empty with me and I fill it up when I get on the other side. Number 21, fill your car trunk with protein shakes and bottled water so you always have them ready. You know, sometimes when you're traveling and you get hungry, you pull over and there's McDonald's, there's Burger King, there's all the fast food choices. Always good to be able to just pop the trunk and there you got a bunch of protein shakes, bottled water, you've got healthy options. Number 22, allow only 10% cheats per week. I try to do 6 meals a day. Well, 6 meals a day times 7 days is 42 meals a week. I allow myself only 4 cheat meals, that's 10%. If you eat 3 meals a day times 7 days, that's 21 meals. Allow yourself only 2 cheat meals a week, that's 10%. So yes, I do get my ice cream and pizza, but I minimize. And number 23, in social situations, relax. Make that a cheat meal. You know in advance when you're going to be going out, so schedule that to be one of your cheat meals. And if you're having dinner at a friend's house, eat what they serve. Enjoy. Don't make a scene or be difficult. Try these 23 ideas and you just might prevent a few costly food urges. You might lower your body fat percentage, reduce your cholesterol, lose a few pounds, and look great and feel fabulous. Oh yeah, and there's one more added benefit. I virtually never get sick. My wife too. These ideas have worked for us for many years, and they'll work for you too. Harness your health and improve your quality of life. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.